I'm recording.
I just went ahead and pressed the button.
Okay.
Yeah, I just started pressing.
So there's going to be a slight delay in the beginning. All good.
It's fine. It's fine. I've had a trying day as it is, and, you know, why not make it more trying to conclude? It could be worse. Could have been storming the capital of this beautiful nation, and then waiting for the repercussions to fall out.
You know, to be honest, I actually had a day very similar to yours, John, and I've just been in nonstop meetings since this morning, and I knew there was things going on, there was events going on in DC, but I didn't realize how like batshit crazy it got, and until like
next level.
It was like I made it to about almost like. Almost like around the time that you guys started sending out like the group texts. that was when I first heard of the news down there. So I was like just catching myself up at the time. I'm like, damn, man, that's wild.
So you were just catching up after the first guy was hanging off the side of the goddamn building.
Right.
Or maybe the last guy for all I know. I don't know, man. Like, because it takes a long ass time to get that many people up and through the joint. And then start crawling through the goddamn basements of the inner sanctum of democracy. But the shit was happening. The shit was wild. I think I just spent the entire day on the internet for one reason or another. I was telling Ice Jack that I spoke at length from 0900 today until 1500. That's 3 o'clock in the afternoon to the civilians. Yeah. So I was spent. And then the shit started to go down, or at least I started to catch up, and, you know, it was just kind of the cherry on top of a shit sandwich, really. And we live on the outer ring of Washington, D.C. We've been intimately, involved in the inner workings on you in particular. Like, you've worked on Capitol Hill. Our family had business up on Capitol Hill. That's like a pretty like stale type of place where shit doesn't really pop off. At least it hadn't in the years that we were around there. And then all of a sudden now you got the people running around with their pets' heads falling off. And it's just a goddamn shit show from noon until now, I guess.
It's a surreal thing. I think, like you guys, today was actually a pretty engrossing day for me at work, so I would kind of get an alert here and there.
You weren't glued to the TV and waiting for someone to get pepper sprayed in the face with like a hole at the back?
No, I mean, I was busy with work, man. I had a long, engrossing kind of task, assignment, whatever the case may be, and it just, you know, I would come out and talk to my wife, and, you know, lucky for her, she took the whole week off. But
what is it with y'all and just days off, man? What the hell? Like, you just took a Monday after the football game.
didn't she just take a week off for that trip that you just went?
What
on?
A company flex, man!
The company gave her that off. Like, they, so her company allows them to take off like the last week of December, right before the new year, and then. She was like, you know what? I'm going to use my PTO a week after that, too. So yeah, she's off this week, too. So she's kind of game the system. But yeah, I took the Monday off. I needed the Monday off because I was completely hungover.
Must have been nice.
No, it was not nice. I'm sorry that you had to go to work the next day because we pounded it a little bit too hard. So
Hey, are we planning to do another one of those?
I think we are, right?
Breaking news, whenever it's going to break, we're going to do that all over again. Saturday night, Jack. Ow, my foot hurts. But at least it's on a Saturday and not a Sunday.
God.
Yeah, I think I'll be watching it probably in my living room this time. I'll set up something where I can see it in a larger screen. Yeah,
can we get like a three-camera shot?
Three cameras?
I need angles. Maybe, I need optimal angles.
Maybe two? I don't know. That'd be cool.
I did my best something Ronnie like Cheng that. Just now. I need optimal angles. Sorry, Ice, I think.
Well, yeah, today's thing was just, today's events are, you know, shaking everyone to its core. I think it's it shook the foundation of our democracy.
It's
weird. It's completely weird, and it's surreal, man. Like, to watch it now and to kind of, I think everything the last year has been surreal, but this makes it, you're like, what's this, is like White House down, or you know what I'm saying? It's like,
I needed Channing Tatum to kick in the doors and save the day, but unfortunately he I guess he was preoccupied, but you know, there's hope for the next time, right?
Yeah.
Oh, goddamn.
For sure.
Man, when I saw the pictures, I didn't realize they actually got into the building. Like, I remember, like, when I first heard about it, and then I started looking it up on the internet, like, some of the pictures were coming up of, like, the outside of the Capitol building. So I thought they just somehow, like, all just, like, congregated there and just, like, took a big, like, group picture, and that's where they held camp. But I didn't realize they actually got into the building. How do you do that? How do you just walk up in the Capitol building, like, all of them?
You know how? Years of American Ninja Warrior playing on NBC. That's how. Like, these dickheads have nothing else going on, but they see Casey Catanzaro just swinging from tree to tree, and they're like, I can do that.
I think the same thing. When I watch her on that show, I'm always like, I could do that. I know I can.
Yeah, and then next thing you know, you're clinging to the side of the greatest Democratic hall in the world, and you don't know what the hell's going on.
God bless America. That was nutty. That was so nutty.
I usually say God bless America kind of like half dismissively because I'm like trying not to curse on the internet, but this might be one of those times that it's actually legit. Like, God bless America. This, yeah. We need a pill, man. We need some type of suppository or enema to get us out of this shithole. I don't know if it means removing that dickhead from office for the next 13 days or sending in the troops. I don't know. I 4 years was enough. I don't need 4 years and 13 days of this bullshit. It's
sapping my soul. You know what this kind of it's not, I don't think it's, I don't know if this is PC or anything, but I just feel like it has a slight feeling of like 9/11-ish, but not to that extreme.
I've heard that.
Right?
I've heard that.
But because it's just like so surreal when you think about what really happened, and you see the videos and the footage and the images that were captured, and it's just you can't believe it. You know, it's like, you know, it's like what you think is like, I don't know, it's like the Holy Grail. Like, you just can't imagine something like that actually taking place in America, you know, of all places. And it's by the Americans. It's like, it's not like terrorists like from another country or anything. It's our people. It's supposedly our people doing these types of things. And it's just, it's madness. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. And it was like, you know, and one of the things I remember that I feel like it feels like 9/11 was like during 9/11. That was like the one time that I felt like people of all backgrounds, of all political backgrounds, of, you know, they all came together and it felt united. Like, we're just like, this is horrible. And we need to, you know, kind of be like, stand side by side and kind of fight through this stuff. And I felt like hearing some of the comments today that was televised, and when they reconvened, it felt a lot like that. Like, both Democratic and the Republican side, when they were kind of making their remarks, it just felt like, all right, we're just gonna get this thing done. We're gonna make it really quick, and they're united. And I don't know. It feels like it's one of those occasions, just not to that extreme, though.
Thank goodness. But there are like 19 different moments where everyone said, well, this is the moment, this is where everything turns, this is where we all come together, and 4 years later we got the spider monkey climbing the side of the building. So I don't know, man. Like, perhaps you're right. I've heard the comparison to 9/11 today, just because it's such a polarizing moment, stops you dead in your tracks, and you actually are afraid. I can't imagine people on the other side of the country have the level of fear that we have, because we're right freaking there.
Right.
The asshole who perpetrated all these shenanigans that may have led to this, he might live in your neighborhood. I think he's a senator who lives in somewhere in Fairfax County. I'm pretty sure of it. But, you know, like, you don't know where it's going to bleed off into, but if you're in the seat of the Capitol, you're kind of like twitching a little bit and hoping it doesn't start to get close to you. But, you know, that's something we got to deal with. But perhaps you're right. Perhaps Josh Hawley can stick it up his ass for tonight, and we can just gonna move on and let this whole deal just fall by the wayside. God bless. Should we talk about Jack and his shoes for a second, or we just start the damn show? I don't know.
Which shoes?
Have you bought shoes?
Please tell me you got some shoes. Please tell me you got some shoes.
God damn it, Sneaker Sleuth. I need salvation. Please.
The mags came in today. They got delivered.
Get out. Are you gonna unbox it here on Twitch or what?
Right. No, I haven't opened it.
Please.
I'm sitting here with my thumb up my ass. Come on, I'm a soapbox. Come on, will you please?
Start the show and then I'll go get it.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, you want to say what's up to our friends at Sneaker Sleuth? Or no? Or you want us to do it while you get the shoes? How about that?
Our friends at Sneaker Sleuth? Let me pull up.
He was founded in 2008.
Yeah, they were in 08. By a team of sneaker lovers. Kicks you, right? Oh my God. We're just saying.
It's going to be one of those shows, guys. It's going to be one of those shows.
Yeah, so Kicks Crew, our friends at Kicks Crew.
That's what I meant to say.
Founded in 08 by a team of sneaker lovers who have been keen to share their passion for sneakers to everyone around the globe. Kicks Crew carries collectible sneakers, hard to find exclusives, and the most sought after streetwear items listed as a top 20 worldwide legit site by Complex. Kicks Crew only imports from authorized suppliers, so customers can be assured that everything they sell is 100% authentic and legit. Check them out by clicking on the Kicks Crew banner at badslant.com/support and step up your shoe game today. Kicks Crew, we never stop.
Also, you can click on the Kicks Crew banner or link in our Discord, you know, just kind of tie things up there.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? There are multiple avenues to getting up on this bad boy, but shout out to the Sneaker Sleuth for identifying the proper friend of the show, Kicks Crew. That was a very crass way to cram that into the start of the show. But speaking of starting the show, I guess I can start the show while Jack gets the shoes. So we'll see you guys on the other side. Didn't miss the post. Welcome. It's the Bad Slam Podcast. I'm AJ. The man getting shoes loudly in the background is JJ. The man newly dubbed as Your Tyness. formerly the chairman of the board, but now forevermore Your Tyness. Iceman, how are you, sir?
That's where I need that that audio track. I'm just like...
You want like the royal penis is clean, Your Highness, yes. And then like it kicks into that whole the full on coming to America moment. I get it, man. You know, we'll work on that. If you come back to the show in some capacity, like physically come back, then maybe we can work something out. Otherwise, you're stuck with my ham-fisted, half-assed production.
Let's work it out.
It is what it is.
Let's work it out.
We will work it out, sir. You can find us on our website, badslant.com. I am at AJ on the internet. I'm sorry, AJ on the web on Instagram and Twitter. There's Ty Ice, the aforementioned Sneaker Sleuth on Instagram and Twitter. But you can check us on our website. Follow us on Twitch. We need that. I got to start pumping that first and foremost because I think we're going to push the affiliate deal hard here in the first quarter of 2021. And then, if things don't fall in our favor, we might have to spend a few shekels to get to affiliate status. But, if you're watching the show, make sure you follow us on Twitch. And, of course, you can always listen to us on the podcast, Apple, Spotify, the whole deal. Do we have shoes in the midst? Are we ready to unveil and show the world your latest acquisition, Sneaker Sleuth?
Sure.
Show the world. You did all that loud ass unboxing just to say I'm not ready. What a douche.
Well, I'm gonna move my mic here.
Oh man.
That would help. I don't think it would. You can point it. You can ask us to help you out at all. Ooh, look at those.
That's a nice box.
Let's see what happens. Now, do these do they charge on like a MagSafe deal? Because like they're the Air Mags, like. Is there a charging mechanism that we don't know about?
Who's that? That's a no. Who's that? That famous YouTuber that unboxes sneakers? Is that Jacques, right?
Jacques. I was gonna say Ariana Grande, but I'm sure that you're probably more accurate than I am.
She's such a hornbag, man.
Whoa, up close and personal. Actually, I think if you pull out a little bit, Jack, we could all do better if you did that. But if you pull out just a tad, so we can see the front and back of the shoe is... Pulling an ice, as it were. The old sniff, the annual sniff.
You got to do that annual sniff.
Got to sniff it, man.
That's two sniffs, man. One too many.
Smells glorious.
It's creepy. I have to ask.
Okay. Well, the foremost expert on sneaker sniffing. You know what? You're just being bestowed with new nicknames here, like left and right. So your tiniest, I'm going to change the header for next week. So checks in the mail. But you're also going to be the sneaker sniffer, I think, just to kind of coincide with the sneaker sleuth.
This is disgusting.
It just makes sense. It just fefeels better. Are these personals, Jack? Or are they going up on the rack for resale?
It's his size. Remember, he's keeping them.
It is his size, right? Yeah.
Yes, it's a size 8.
Man's 8.
Really nice.
If you press the button to tighten the thing or whatever, like, is that how it works? Or does it lose value if you start pressing buttons?
I just pushed one of the buttons, so I don't know.
Maybe it do anything?
No, it doesn't light up though. No, it didn't do anything. Damn. I think I have to charge it somehow. John wants to lose value immediately.
Ruin it immediately.
I have no idea.
Nothing would give me more pleasure.
Put it on your feet.
Oh, the ultimate unboxing.
We're not doing that. These are staying dead stock.
Damn. Look at this guy.
Oh, man.
It's like the most fun aspect of the Adapt sneakers that you can actually watch the thing like conform to your foot. But you're.
But if I pair it with my iPhone, is that gonna make it less?
Are you gonna brick the shoe by pairing it with your iPhone? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Jesus Christ.
Am I gonna brick the shoe?
Oh man.
I'll consider it. I mean, let's just say that. But I'll keep them right here next to me.
So I have to ask. Is it heavier because there has to be batteries and all that stuff in here? Like, do you feel the weight?
Yeah.
So there's no way you can ball those things then. It's just going
to... I would never...
Oh, he's never going to ball again, period. You have to know that because he won't wear a mask.
But you understand, that's like the intention, because the whole idea is like you can have different like tightness and gripness and like, you know, how it laces and all that stuff. So it's supposed to be like ideal for when you're balling versus when you just want to wear them out. But you're saying it's like there's no way you're balling these.
They're so heavy. I don't like heavy shoes.
Dude, they look like they're the size of Timberlands. Like, what are you talking about? There's no way.
They feel like boats, man. It's pretty bad.
Looks good,
though. No, I mean, I never balled in Jordans a lot just because they were always heavy before, like the older models, the older, the older shoes.
Right.
So, I mean, I haven't even, I do like the 35s. I do see a lot of NBA players wear those, so I'm guessing those are a bit lighter, but I don't know, man. These are way too heavy.
Well, there's only one way to find out, man. Just like you're pontificating over here, but you're really not getting to the heart of the matter. Like you can answer the question right here, right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the shoe, usually it's cardboard.
Yeah, I know.
To keep the shoe
shiny.
But this one's plastic.
Wow.
This is high end stuff. I'm not gonna leave it next to my glass of bourbon. It'll go right there.
It's gonna be an accidental pull in there, malfunction, short circuit, and he can't wear them.
Right, God, I can't return them.
That would be the ultimate twofer. Can you imagine? Oh God, and it all happened on camera. I can't wait. Oh God.
Oh God.
Yeah. Well, I imagine you could, if you're not gonna wear those bad boys to the basketball court, you can wear them to your local Alamo Cinema Draft House, where they have dinner, drinks, movies, and events all under one roof. Their attention to detail in film presentation and programming has made them a second home to movie fans all over the planet and earned them accolades from the likes of Entertainment Weekly as the number one theater in America, Wired.com calling them the coolest movie theater in the world, and Fandango saying they're one of the best in this whole godforsaken country. But when you're ready to put those DAP sneakers on, pair them with your app, and head back to the theaters, make sure you head over to our website first, badslant.com/support. Click on the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema banner to purchase your tickets for yourself or for your favorite cinephile through a gift card today. Alamo Cinema Drafthouse is the best film, food, and drinks all in one seat. And to bring it back home, you can click on the link to Alamo Cinema Drafthouse through our Discord channel. Friends of the show, to get all the engagement. You can take shots with us on the internet. It's a whole heck of a lot of fun. Just be sure not to say anything racially charged in there. But, yeah, all the hijinks will follow on the Discord from henceforth. So there's that. Oh, God. I think I just saw Mitt Romney get a standing ovation on the Senate floor. So things got to be moving in the right direction. Am I right? That goddamn that robot getting loudly applauded from both sides of the aisle. Oh, man. I think we're on the other side of this, at least for today. I don't know. I want to put it to bed. It's just been a really shitty 4 or 5 hours just watching this whole thing unfold. And on the heels of a really good nap, I think Michelle Abu made a great point. I was lounging rather comfortably and couldn't be bothered at all. And all of a sudden, I turn on the TV and, again, like just everyone's heads are falling off. It's nonsense. Absolute nonsense. I was actually going to tell you guys this may well be the saddest episode of the Bad Slam podcast to date, because all I want to talk about is the horse shit that happened today, and then Phil going back home to Chicago, and then John Wall having an all-star caliber first 4 weeks of the NBA season, on top of which they completely shitted on the fact that the Washington football team actually beat their opponents and won the right to represent the NFC East, but all everyone can talk about is Philadelphia just pulling the ultimate tank job on national television. On top of which, a really good pro wrestler died last week, and Dr. Dre's in a goddamn coma. So I don't know. Tell me if I'm wrong. Is this not potentially the saddest episode of this show that's ever been recorded?
Damn, dude. Should we just end
the show? I just hit you with all of it.
Up here, dude, I'm already gone.
The way you describe it.
God damn
it. It actually
man.
Sounds I mean, better when you say it. Yeah. Yeah.
How dare you?
Shots
How
fired. You. Yeah, I said it. And what? I don't know. You tell me. Like this, I'm not saying this is like the worst day in American history. It feels pretty bad just given like the last 3 or 4 days, though, just how things have kind of built as a shit sandwich and we've gotten to this point. I mean, I feel like all three of us were actually pretty well insulated until like somebody decided to like put a pin in our ears and say, hey, you should probably go on the internet now and see how the world's falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
Who did that?
I don't know. I don't think it was a concerted effort. It just felt like all of a sudden, like, well, I guess it's time for us to wake up from our work-induced stupor that we've had for, I don't know, 6 to 8 hours. And then all of a sudden we wanted to cut our own heads off.
Man, yeah. When you put it that way, this is a really terrible week. Like I'm not feeling it anymore. You know, I was like, you know, it can only get better from here. But yeah,
this was supposed to be the rebound year. Like this was like the bounce back.
This is literally the first week, like in the new year. Like this, it was supposed to like we're supposed to get our vaccines this year. We're getting a new president. Like, you know, there's hope that we're gonna have some sort of normalcy come back to us, and here you go, man. It already starts the week with bad news. Our football team.
Damn, I think I just broke.
No, and
I think
he
I
broke
just broke
something.
The news to Esco.
He's like, what?
Esco's like, Dr. Dre's in a coma. What?
He's well, doing yeah, better. Yeah, he's doing.
He
better.
Lives out in Cali. Yeah, he's not. He's not in a coma.
He should think, know. Like, yeah. Okay. So I should clarify. I might have spoken out of school. He had a brain aneurysm, and lo and behold, somebody took that as an opportunity to go loot his house. God
don't
bless.
Don't
like,
scare him, man. Jeez. No, but like, I saw like I think he actually like Dr. Dre himself actually posted. He gave an update to the world saying that he's doing better, and I think he's heading home soon. So, Should be all right, man. Should be all right. Stop stressing on the negative news, man.
So you're saying there's a chance. There's a bounce back that may actually take place here on in.
Yeah, this Saturday.
Oh shit, Kim and Kanye divorcing. You know what? Things are turning around. Thank God.
There you go.
Guys, no, our problems are over.
No, that's going to give him more time to focus on his next campaign. I don't want it.
No, but he's not going to have a first lady or a wife worthy of being a first lady. So I think you may well have dodged that bullet. And you know what? I apologize. I decree that I was never going to bring up Kanye West again on this show just because it's like putting a sparkler straight up your ass and then watching you twist. Because I can't tell you, like, you don't have, you're a pretty straight-laced guy, and you don't respond to shit, and I mean that in the nicest way possible, but the second we talked about Kanye announcing a 2020 run, it's like somebody spit in your mother's face. Like, it was like, you were off and running. Like, we scratched your Tesla, like, we said one of the twins wasn't yours. Like, it was just a problem for, like, 20 minutes, and I could not get out of that conversation fast enough. But
it's
yeah,
a damn
I think
it's a
you
damn
can...
problem. Like, we, man, imagine all the crap that we dealt with in the past 4 years.
Mm.
If he... gets somehow manages to sneak his way into office. Oh, we're dead.
President Ye.
Oh, we are dead. That homeboy, look, respect his music. Not lately, but before. Yeah, I love.
Wait, you don't like Black Skinhead?
but yeah, man.
It's my shit at the gym.
He is gonna make some terrible decisions. He is gonna rub people the wrong way.
Oh my God, dude! I wanted to avoid this. Don't. Just it's fine. It's not happening. It's not happening. No President Ye. You might be lucky to get State Representative Ye at best at this point.
His ass is gonna be climbing the side of the Capitol building, man. Like, come on.
That might have been him. I'm pretty. I didn't get a good look at the guy, but a pretty good him. Yeah, good core strength. I heard from Ye.
But no, none of that.
Okay, so all of that is to say, I was going into this very depressed, but it looks like we might have reason to look up. Like, fingers crossed, we can start bumping Chronic 2001 without being sad again. So you know, maybe there's a glimmer of hope. Well, okay. Phil left us, so I have to start there.
He'll be back.
How great, huh?
He'll be back at some point. Maybe.
Can we get an update from Philbert, Uncle Phil, on when he may be Philbert. Back
yeah,
in the Commonwealth?
I keep telling myself he's moving back. I tell myself that like every month. And
moving back, he's not from here.
I know.
Yeah, he's not
like,
from here, dude.
I just feel like every time he's here,
he is not leaving Chicago.
He has to be happier here with us. So I keep thinking like if we just keep saying it's gonna happen. Speak into it.
It was a pretty good. Pretty
he's
good time
not leaving
here.
His pension. How about that?
Oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe when the house is done, he can rent that sucker out. I don't know. It was a good time here.
Presidential Yeezys. That would be pretty fire, though. I agree, Esco.
You guys can continue to talk yourself into that. I mean, hey, look. If you want like to speak something into existence and manifest it, by all means, just go for broke. But yeah, I think we can kind of put the idea of presidential or public servant yay out of our consciousness for the time being. We can move on. We can spend a lot of time on another Chicagoan like Phil.
On the note of good ideas and bad ideas, did you hear the news today about Shake Shack, the new menu items that they came out with? Wanted to get your
this wasn't put in our Slack channel. I wasn't made aware of this development.
Breaking news when it breaks.
Yeah, I mean,
Jesus.
I forgot. My bad.
Let me get a refill. Right, shit.
So, Shake Shack decided to release two new menu items. You know, everyone knows Shake Shack. They're known for burgers, and I think in recent
Who
years,
are they?
Hot dogs too. And then
hot dog.
Hot dog.
But in recent years, I think they started doing they got into the chicken sandwich game, and I actually think their chicken sandwich is pretty good. But
it's pretty good, yeah. Actually. It's really good.
Sorry, I heard hot dog, and I put on DJ Doc.
But they just introduced two new Korean theme items to their menu. They have a Korean
style. Oh, I picked the best song then.
They got a Korean style fried chicken sandwich, which is a it's glazed in that gochujang sauce, and it has like a white kimchi slaw. So that's the sandwich. And then they also, for the people that don't want the sandwich, they made a gochujang chicken bites and fries with like gochujang mayo dipping sauce and stuff. I don't know why they just decided they're gonna start investing in like Korean inspired menu items. I don't know, but you guys think that's a good idea or bad? Like, you know, like when you think Shake Shack, you think burgers. Like, why would they start?
It's the Shake Shack.
Why would they start kind of like just dipping their toes into like Korean food? Like, why do they want to take that angle? It's weird.
I'll defer to
In-N-Out deciding to like one day announce that they were gonna go into like, you know, Asian inspired burgers. Like, why? That's not their thing, man. It's not their style.
Are you talking about? I think a lot of that seems to be the easy way to get into like fusing Asian flavors into a menu is to go Korean, because gochujang is just like, it's an easy flavor. It's a red chili pepper flake, you know, sauce that paste that goes a lot with Korean food. So, I mean, I'm not mad at it. They did also come out with the black sugar vanilla shake too, so that looks cool. I'll give it a try, obviously, because, you know, what else I got to do? I'm just eating and drinking my life away. Jesus.
If 2020 has taught us anything, is that eating and drinking can only lead to good things, so.
Yeah, it definitely does.
I just heard the music. Nice.
Yeah, me too.
Jesus Christ. Is it me, or is it that the Korean flavor is the most accessible right now? Like, the Korean...
That's what I'm saying. It's very accessible.
Yeah, Korean barbecue is so hot right now, and everyone's just...
Hasn't it been hot for like the last 5 years?
It hasn't, or it has?
No, it has. Hasn't it been like...
Right.
Everybody's kind of trending that way?
Right, and people just started to figure out how to pronounce gochujang, so, you know, it just makes sense that the biggest boutique...
Gochujang.
Biggest boutique burger joint in the United States of America, this beautiful country of ours, would try to exploit that.
They're East Coast based only, right? Or have they expanded west?
I haven't researched to see if they have a foothold elsewhere outside of the Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah,
they got it in Tyson's Corner for us.
Right. The very first time I heard of them was, I think they were in New York. I think that was the very
New
first
York
time.
Based.
Like, that's where you go to get a Shake Shack burger.
That was intentional, Phil. Sorry. Go ahead.
So,
yeah, they're out on the West Coast, man.
Oh, they are?
I butchered gochujang. Gochujang. Yeah.
Gochujang.
Cali and Washington State.
Oh, so they have a nationwide footprint, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, they're franchised out, so yeah.
I was gonna say, Uncle Phil,
Uncle Phil signed on.
Well, I was gonna say, you know, there's a huge Korean community in New York and in the area, so I was like, it makes.
It's a lot of Korean in a New Yorker.
But over on I guess on the West Coast too. Yeah, so maybe that's why
they like burgers. They like Korean food. The best Korean food in California.
I can't remember who it was. It was either Banchan or Chimik had a Korean fried chicken sandwich. I can't remember which one it was, but it tasted like a Banchan chicken inside of a bun. It wasn't too bad. A lot of flavor though.
Wasn't offensive, is what you're saying.
It was a little too much flavor because you get like you get the flavor from like the chicken itself, and then you get like the sauce on top, and then you get the flavors from like the kimchi slaw that they put in there, and it's just like too much flavor. So we'll see how Shake Shack does it. I can't imagine they'll do it better than a Korean joint.
Has anyone ever said the phrase "it's just too much flavor"?
Not to my knowledge.
Of course,
first time I'm hearing it.
Like, I just want to have like a civilized conversation like every time that we do these like live broadcasts, and you know, I figure it's going to be cordial, but then we come around to the topic of food, and I just want to self-immolate and jump out of my window, which I can do right here because you guys have left me alone in my living room studio. But
there's
can you not have a day go by where you don't have a bad food take? Like, I just need to know.
There's so many things that we missed out on trying together on the show just because of this pandemic. But
I know.
We got to make up for
it. J Balvin meal. McDonald's dollar breakfast menu, whatever the hell that awful thing was.
Oh, yeah. The
Cinnabons, the whatever.
Cinnabon or whatever it was.
Yeah, we could have done all that. Lloyd, DRB is right. Food is life.
Right?
I've said it all along. Thank you. We need that type of insight here on the show. It's nothing but bad food takes here, like pretty much every time we turn on the microphone. So thank you for providing that to DRB.
Yeah, unfortunately he had to partake in our last debate on Sunday, talking about your.
Was there a bad debate?
Oh, you were talking about not liking mayo, and that rubbed me the wrong way.
He doesn't like ketchup. You know, he likes ketchup. So if you saw in the press release, right, about this new release,
there was a press release
for this gochujang chicken butt fries. It's served with the mayo, right? They don't serve it with ketchup like for a child.
Just an atrocity.
Gochujang mayo sauce. So stick it.
God. I can eat the sandwich. I don't need to eat the mayo fries. I can't stress that enough. Like, just let
that's a collab with the kimchi company too, bro.
Let the phrase set in. Mayo fries. Mayo fries. And it should send you running for the hills, but evidently you guys are running around with a goddamn hard-on the second somebody says we're going to pour Duke's mayo on these fries.
No, because no one just eats fries and mayo. It's always like a mayo-based sauce.
They're proposing exactly that. It's fries and mayo.
But it's mayo mixed with something.
That's how you're
supposed
to eat it, with mayo.
Like, you never just eat mayo with French fries. It's always mayo and, like, ketchup mixed together. Or mayo.
No, I do.
I do that.
I do.
You just eat straight up mayo and fries?
Straight mayo, son.
Okay, you gross me out, too. I can't do that.
This is a low point that I never thought we would ever approach. Again, we're back. We were back to having...
You mix it with ketchup and mayo? That's what you're doing?
That's where I learned it. Oh, my God. I learned it in elementary school.
This is the weirdest goddamn conversation. Like, it just went from ketchup sucks to... mayo rules, and I mix the ketchup with the mayos, and now everyone hates everybody. I can't make sense of it.
You don't just pour the mayo on the fries, Lloyd. For God's sakes, man, you dip it like a civilized person. Jesus, what do you think? This guy, he just use it through that.
You're not gonna like argue semantics with us, man.
It's on the side,
apparently.
Bro.
You put it on the side.
It's different if it's on the side. Okay, Meg Ryan and When Harry Met
your
Sally.
Frites, man. If you go to like Belgium, you get like Belgian style frites. They give you mayo on the side. You don't get ketchup.
Okay.
You been to Belgium, asshole? How about that? You been to Belgium?
No, I'm just saying Belgian style French fries frites. You son of a bitch.
We have the same mom. It's fine. Oh God.
What did I gotta serve get out of here? The frites. There was like a frites.
You want to know what they
right?
served? Ketchup, asshole. Ketchup and a curry sauce.
Ketchup. No, they don't.
I believe there was like a frites sauce. Right?
There was.
Yeah.
At the weirdest thing they offered was like a curry, like ketchup sauce. And that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's still ketchup. I will hear nothing otherwise.
Like, what is it? Some vinegar with it.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a vinegar guy. No. No, that's not for me. Like, you know how they do it at
like
the
boardwalk fries?
The boardwalk fries with the apple vinegar?
Yeah.
No, that's gross, man. You don't do that.
Really?
No.
I was awakened from a nap earlier today, so I'm just going to go ahead
that.
And resume and complete the rest of it now. You guys continue on.
Are you insane?
That's disgusting.
How could you
it has
how?
The scent of
you're
vinegar.
You're tired, bro.
Come on, man. Like, you can't do that.
Bro, all Thai food is like sweet and then some kind of vinegar based sauce like concoction in the middle of it, and then like
sometimes.
Yeah, what do you mean? Yeah,
sometimes,
yeah, sometimes my ass.
No.
Oh my God.
Oh, look who's back.
Wow.
What the hell is Winchester sauce?
What the hell is Winchester sauce? Like, we're
disgusting.
Going from bad to worse. I really
Worcestershire.
Winchester is disgusting. I'm sorry. pass.
It's a, oh god. It's just Everclear and salt, like the is what I imagine.
Yes, malt vinegar. Thank you.
Oh god damn it. Oh.
Why did it have to get to this point? I don't understand. I really don't know. That's I need a refill. You guys can pat all you want. I'm going to inoculate myself with alcohol and try to forget this whole thing happened. So you guys do what you got
to
do.
Hello, I need to look
it's
up
not
this.
My fault. I didn't bring up Shake Shack.
I'm sorry.
Shake Shack.
We're talking about good ideas and bad ideas. Let me see. Winchester sauce. Got to see what's in here. It doesn't exist, yeah, man.
He meant to say Worcestershire.
What?
Yeah, he went. A what?
Oh my god. The sauce doesn't exist, dude.
No, he meant to say Worcestershire.
I think so, too. Typo.
It's all good. We can.
Oh, A1 sauce. A1 sauce isn't that bad. With your fries and burgers and stuff.
With your burger. If you put it on a steak, you're a communist. No. That's
I get so ashamed when I go with the wifey and she asks for A1 sauce at a steak place. I'm like, oh dear lord.
No, she doesn't.
She does.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, she does. You know, like when they bring out the players, way like, is there anything else we can get you? Like, do you have? Like, no. Check, please. Can you box these up? We're going to eat them at home. Oh, so disgusting, man. It's gross. Sorry, I'm dying here.
That's terrible. Does she get, like, the bold one at least? Because it's kind of spicy.
No, man.
That's the only thing.
And then she used to do, I don't know why I'm trashing on this show, but she used to do, like, steaks well
she'll
done.
Never hear it
well done with A1 sauce. Oy. Oy, oy. But she's does come he, around it, we moved past those days, so well maybe not the A1 but
maybe I missed this part of it. Is she off the well done portion of the
yeah,
of that
is.
Part of her life
we got, okay, we got medium, her shifted at least? Down to medium. Yes,
thank Christ. Well, I think the train is back on its tracks now, so there's nothing but blue skies and, clear. I don't know what phrase I'm looking for. Blue skies ahead.
Hope so. So,
did you get what you wanted out of that, Mr. Shake Shack? You good? You
well,
raised my blood
like,
pressure 75
well, it sounds
points.
Like you guys are both into it. I was just curious. Like, when I first heard it, I was kind of disgusted that it was coming out of Shake Shack. I was like, I ain't going to eat that. And then I thought about it for a second, and I'm like, yeah, I would. I'll definitely eat that. So, yeah.
You would eat the shit out of it. Like, the,
yeah.
stop.
And it says it's
fast. You're gonna eat.
Stop
that
pretending.
Now.
It says it's available now in all locations. So, hey, who knows if I return back to the studio next week or so, maybe I'll come with some Shake Shack burgers in hand. Oh, gochujang sandwiches in hand.
You say it wrong, Uncle Phil's gonna come in on a goddamn chandelier and correct you immediately. So you bite your tongue, sir. Yeah, you let me know if we need to make the proper arrangements. I need to mist the entire condo in Lysol. You let me know. We're gonna make it happen to get somebody back in this goddamn studio. Otherwise, I'm staring at two dogs and a ring light and nothing else. So you let me know. Okay. Sandwich has too much flavor. Pretty disappointing. 4.5 out of 5. I think Uncle Phil has has gotten to the very core of who the Iceman is. Just
yeah,
like,
you know me
completely
so well.
Baffling food takes. Maybe he's
like,
your best.
A little too salty, but I loved it. 4.5 out of 5.
I'll never order it again. But 4.75 out of 4.6. So, oh god,
whatever.
It's awesome. I gotta say, well, okay. With all the additional engagement, I've never had more fun doing the show. So thank you to everyone for keeping us on our toes, and the Iceman for ensuring that I will never have a peaceful evening doing the show. Okay,
what is that?
Who's drinking what now?
Yeah. What do you got going on tonight? What are you drinking?
I didn't kill the bottle of Four Roses on Sunday, ooh. So this is the rest of it.
Well, speaking of Sunday, can we just kind of do a quick recap of the yeah. Sunday night festivities? We eventually got the DRB and ESCO involved in the proceedings, but gotta say it was a fun time. It was a 4-hour ordeal of ups and downs, and did we just win or did they just lose? Like, you know, it could have gone either way, but you know, I don't give a shit about what anybody is saying as far as what Philadelphia did. Like, Washington was dealt the hand that they were dealt, and they took it in stride, and our coach beat cancer. Our quarterback's leg almost fell off, and they still got a division title. I'm good. Did you guys have fun doing that? Because I could just be speaking in a vacuum here.
It was good, man. It felt like being at a bar watching it with you guys. haven't had that all season, so it was good. And to be watching a game that actually meant something was even better, because you know, that's where I had a lot of fun. Like, remember that last run in 2012 when RG3 was still healthy and carrying the team into
9 years ago
into the postseason, and then, like, I think we started doing the whole watching it at prime time, like maybe mid season or something like that, and then they were on that hot streak and they were winning. So we're just like, we're just gonna keep going every single week, and it felt.
Shout
a lot
out
like
to prime time in Fairfax.
Oh man, mm-hmm. It was so much fun, man. So yeah, like it felt a lot like that, except just, you know, sitting in your basement
on the internet.
Yeah, on the internet. So, but I'll take that. I'll take that. It's the little wins into 2020, or was that 2020? No, it was New Year. No,
2021.
I don't even know what year that was.
Pretty much.
This weekend. Yeah.
When you said little wins, I thought you were referring to Jack's kids. Jack, did you have fun doing the thing, the voodoo that we do this past Sunday?
Yeah, it was fun. Good to sit around and watch the game with others. Virtually, typically when I watch a Washington or a Redskins/Washington game, it would be by myself, and I'd be screaming at the television.
No, like, don't pontificate for the cameras. It's on in the background, as has been documented on the show.
Yeah, and it's on in the background.
And on your phone while you're driving, running your errands and stuff. Right. So you don't watch.
Right.
Does the Yahoo Sports app carry this game? Oh no, I guess I'll just sit this one out.
Yeah, so it was fun. I mean, I drank too much. I don't know about you guys.
To excess.
Think, yeah, Ice got the eyes. He caught that the eyes toward the end there.
I think the DRB made a comment that I was unremarkably silent at a certain point, which to which you said, yeah, he AJ got the eyes as well.
Yeah, everybody kind of drank too much.
Hit the brakes on that.
Yeah, it was like we ejected, but we didn't know we ejected. It was just weird.
it was a hard punch out. I think, yeah, it was organic, though. It wasn't like something we all like coordinated. It was just caught up in the heat of the moment. Shots were had, and you know, time to call it a night, even though the cameras are still on, you know?
Whose idea was that to do shots? That was a bad idea.
Some asshole.
I think
that
was Gio.
Oh, ruined it for us, man. He killed us. Yeah.
My man.
So we're not doing shots this week, though, right?
Okay, it's a Saturday, you know? Yeah. If you got a Shake Shack burger in front of me, then you might be able to convince me to do it all over again. I don't know. if anyone's not paying attention, you know, we're going to reconvene this this coming Saturday evening, and you know, we'll let the chips fall where they may. Maybe Uncle Phil will coerce me into doing a Chicago PK for the shit of it. You know, depending if things break right or, you know, if they break wrong, I don't know. Like anything can happen on these Saturday evening deals. But you can guarantee that when we do it, we're going to do it on the Discord so we can all join in the jocularity. And, you know, we'll get everybody involved and it'll be a nice cohesive experience, which I think we're all sorely missing at this point in time.
You really going to take a shot on Malort?
Look, I got swept up in the moment this past Sunday, so... if we get to that point again, I could be swept up. You know, I'm not immune to peer pressure. You know, it's not the worst thing in the world. And as long as I'm not doing it alone, if I'm not the only asshole on an island doing shots, I'll roll with the punches. You let me know.
All right.
You're going to have another bottle to crack? Actually, you know what? I need to deliver your Christmas presents from Uncle Phil. So you can hold me to it. I will make the rounds to your Tynus and JJ. I will come bearing gifts by way of Uncle Phil, and I will ensure you have all the proper libations for a raucous Saturday evening.
Rocking the time.
Are you going to try to get the Chirins involved? It's 8:15, I believe.
8:15. Okay, so we're going live at 8?
Yes. I will be sure to update the Twitch notification to say it's Saturday, so you know what that means, as opposed to Wednesday, which probably confused our 17 followers. So I apologize. Mea culpa, mea culpa. It'll never happen again. That's a lie. But I will do my best to ensure that it does not happen this week. So that's the decree.
Cool.
I don't know. Phil, I don't know who's making the dip. If I should swing by old JJ's house and he has a nice artichoke dip waiting for me on the front doorstep in exchange for his bottle of Buffalo Trace. You know, I'm not kicking it out of the bed.
Spinach and artichoke dip.
I like that. I like it. Ice, you have a large bottle of Weller coming your way. So,
ooh, a large one? Nice.
Whoa.
It was. I'm not taking any shots at anybody. I'm just saying. Like, I looked at the bottle of Weller I was gifted, which I'm still, like, holding on to, like grim death. and then I saw the flagon of Weller that was left to you by one Uncle Phil, and I'm like, holy shit. He spent a pretty penny on that, and it is coming your way like a bat out of hell. So you take care of it is all I'm going to say, because
thanks,
there's a lot of it.
Yeah. Man,
he did you right.
Ooh, I'm excited, man. This,
you should be.
I have a little bit of Weller's left in my collection, and I've been like milking it because I don't want it to go away. So it's like every once in a while you take like a little quarter glass, just like a little sip, and you're just like, oh, that's so smooth. I mean, I wish no one else knew about it so you can still get it for like $20 or something. But yeah, that's how it goes, you know.
It goes. But you can be thankful for Weller. You can also be thankful for the good folks at GoDaddy. They just happen to be the world's largest and most trusted domain registrar that empowers people like you with creative ideas to succeed online. Buying a domain name is easy, and with GoDaddy's domain search tool and domain name generator tools, you can find the perfect domain website address for your business today. But GoDaddy offers more than just that. More than a way to platform your business, GoDaddy offers everything you need to create an effective, memorable online presence. And if you already have one or more of their products, transferring your domain website or hosting to GoDaddy lets you consolidate your web presence with one provider so it's easier to manage. And for our lucky Bad Slant listeners, visit our page, badslant.com, either on our website or through our Discord channel. Click on the GoDaddy banner today and get going with your perfect.com for just $4.99. Get going today with GoDaddy. GoDaddy. I did see a friend of the show, Dottie, Matt Dotson, before Christmas, and he liked a tweet I threw out there about the show. So he's aware of what we do, and always a fan of Dottie. Love that kid. I can say kid because he is like...
Literally.
He's like 10 years... Like, I made the remark kind of like in passing, like, hey, you're like half my age. And then I did the math, like, holy shit, he's almost half my age. And it was such a sobering moment, which is weird because I was drunk at the moment. But yeah, it was...
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, who knows. But yeah, shout out to Dottie. Drunk. There's no chance he hears this.
I know. Okay, so let's wrap it up. Do you think the Washington football team has a chance this week against Tampa Bay?
I'm saying there's a chance.
Good. Me too.
So you're saying there's a chance.
You gotta get after him.
He's a 47-year-old quarterback who will drop his load the second there's an Imperial cruiser. You know what I'm saying? Like he's Han Solo. He's not immune to any of that. You know what I mean? So, I'm going to say it's a puncher's chance. It is not it's not like a lock. It's not like strongly in the favor of Washington. I was going to say us, but you know, it's not we as in me. It's them. But I'm fine with them just being competitive, and you know, we'll see how it goes. I'm prepared to watch the whole thing and get drunk and, you know, ride it out the whole way. But, you know, as long as it just keeps us in the conversation for the entirety of the time and it's not a complete, like, whitewashing, I'm good with that.
It's going to all come down to the offense. I mean, that's kind of how the last few games have been. It's like,
that's not the take that I would have imagined, but okay.
it's like the defense, you know, is going to show up. They always do. And you know, there's plays here and there that kind of just like kind of drives you mad, but overall, like, defense keeps us in the game. So it's going to come down to the offense and
Chase Long.
And I just don't know who's going to be like that Alex Smith that we saw on Sunday. I do not want him to play for us. The mind is there and the arm is there, but just the legs isn't. So it's like, you like, that's me on the basketball court. Like, everything is there except my legs. So it's like, you're trying to get me to go on the court and do something that I think I can do. I can't do. So it's like, he might know what he needs.
Did
to
you
get
have
done.
17 surgeries too? Or like, like, you know, is this breaking
Did
news?
You just compare yourself to Alex Smith?
Wow. Comeback like player of the year on the Bad Slam podcast is your tightness.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean,
he's been playing hurt the entire time.
You know, like, it sounds weird, but I would almost like if
it does
if,
sound
if
weird.
Heinicke can perform the way he did in that 2 minute stretch of that game, I'd be happier having him start the game.
Versus
Alex Smith, just because he gives us a chance, because he's mobile, he has healthy legs, he knows the offense. He you know, I don't know if it showed that he actually has a good arm. It's a lot of those, you know, it's like he can get it down the field. So I don't know. Like, I just feel like we need someone to get the offense moving, like, against Tampa Bay. Like, so I you know, it's going to come down to the quarterback and just control running the offense. And it, like, I hope they make the right call and things work out. But, you know, yeah, it is what it is.
Idiot, what idiot. Jack, do you you pose the question, do you feel like there's a chance? Do you feel like we, as in me, have a chance this Saturday?
Yes, they have a chance. Yeah. I think the defensive line has to do what they have to do. You know, they have to get after Tom Brady and make him feel uncomfortable. The secondary, it's not going to be just on them, though. I think the secondary needs to play well as well. There needs to be coverage sacks, so you can't let their receivers, Gronk, AB, get off. A good thing for us is that Mike Evans is out, I think, right? Like, he tore some kind of ligament in his knee, so that's a big blow to them. And I think
it is. But there's only nine other, like, top flight receiving options available to old goat.
And then Esco let us know that Devin White, one of the best pass rushers for Tampa Bay, he's out on the COVID list. So,
can we get Adam Schefter's Twitter account suspended so we can just promote Esco as the man on the street? Because you're not privy to any of this, but Esco is our fantasy league commissioner. And nice. He's been given the blow-by-blow of blow-by-blows in terms of updates, injury reports. Like, he's the guy who's overseeing the league. And by the way, just for full transparency, he won the league. But he was giving us tips on a week-to-week basis.
Imagine that.
Saying, start him, sit him. You know, he was doing the full John Madden deal with the Telestrator. And he gave us the full rundown, like, he was all on the forefront, like, from top to bottom. Like, he deserves the Twitter verified check to say that he is our foremost expert. But, you know, is what it is.
Is that even legal? Is your commissioner allowed to be giving you inside tips?
I mean, I don't know if it may be frowned upon, but I don't think it's prohibited. But even still, he gave us all the inside tidbits. I think he might have goosed a win or two in my direction. But I still am your seventh place champion, and he's your first place champion. So, as has been said this
Sabotage.
Evening, it is what it is. But you want me to put the song on? Or is that? You know what? Never mind. It's fine. It's too late in the show. We should probably get out of here. We didn't talk about anything else, but we should end it on a high note. Dr. Dre looks like he's going to pull through. We'll be back here on Saturday evening, and we'll be rocking and rolling, I feel like. We will look at DRB flexing nuts in the chat. Third place finisher. Asshole. It's cool, man. Does that mean that the DRB finishes in the money? Jack, can you clarify
that?
He
got his money back.
Must be nice. Hasn't happened to me in 3 years. It's cool, man. Perhaps Esco can kick a few more wins in my direction, but I'm not holding out hope next year. But cool. Well, I feel like this ended way better than I thought it was going to go. I kind of set the parameters and really thought this was going to be kind of a downer episode, but
just stay away from the internet, Twitter, and your TV, and you'll
we're
be all right.
On Twitch right now. So I wish I could avoid the internet at all costs, but it is what it is. That might be the name of the show tonight. How about that? It is what it is.
I think that's
excellent. Well, shout out to Dr. Dre. I didn't mention this last week. I know I was going to try to go out on a high note, but
he's going to bring
professional wrestler Brody Lee, rest in peace. Only 41 years of age. I only say that because he's from Rochester, New York. Oddly enough, he was a Washington Redskins, Washington football fan, and I was hoping that they would pull through on his behalf. He actually passed the week that they could have locked it up against. Who are they playing? Carolina. Like he passed that week, and I was hoping, like, man, it would be great if they could just pull through and lock up the division the week that he unfortunately passed away. It was non-COVID related, evidently, but it's still sad. Like just to hear a guy like at 41 years old, like he's you never could have seen that coming. But he passed. But they came through the following week. So rest in peace, one Brody Lee, Luke Harper, John Huber, however you want to recognize him, and hopefully they can continue to honor his memory by beating the ever-living shit out of Tom Brady this weekend, or Tampa Bay, as I've been told, is the proper nomenclature.
It is.
It
Let's
is.
Let's do it.
It is.
Let's do it. It's going to be a fun game, exciting game.
I can't wait. I honestly don't care what happens. I just want to hang out with you guys. If we can get a little more engagement from the folk, maybe Kunja can duck her head in, make it a real party, and we might duck our heads into Discord and have a gay old time. Electric boogie woogie woogie. Does anyone want to give a tip of the cap to Mondo? I really think. Going forward, we're going to start recording these and just shoehorning them in at the end.
It'll be a lot easier, right?
But absolutely. Yeah. But does anyone want to say hi to our friends and proprietors of our best Christmas gifts at Mondo?
Of course. Mondo works with major artists and studios to force beautifully designed licensed products that navigate pop culture. Started with posters and soundtrack LPs and has blossomed into the ever-expanding hydra of art-forward entertainment collectibles like games, puzzles, apparels, toys. Now that we now call home. Hop on over to Mondo today by clicking on the Mondo banner at bassland.com/support or get your ass over to our Discord community. And there's a
Discord
section there where you can get all these links as well. And browse their endless variety of entertainment collectibles while supporting the show. Hail Hydra.
Hail Mondo.
Hail Hydra.
Love it. Well, hopefully we get a little more traffic in the Discord, clicking on the links, or at the very least just wanting to hang out with us. So we'll take it all the same. But appreciate you guys coming through on a rather trying day. Hopefully the rest of the days between now and January 20th are less eventful. But We'll see you guys on Saturday evening. I think we'll hang out for a spell on the Twitch, but we appreciate you listening to the show or observing the show, however you do it. We love it all the same. And live stream Saturday evening, 8:15 for the Super Wild Card Weekend. We're gonna blow the doors off this bad boy. So we'll see you then. Until then, Jack, take us home.
Up here, I'm already gone.